Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people. Your girl Yolanda Randolph here. Now, coming to you with another quick motivational minute or another Teller Tuesday. I don't care what you're calling it. Just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl and ain't calling it garbage and trash. Hey, I am excited and I'm happy that you are here. Now, if you're not talking to God, y'all know what I'm fin to do. Talk to God, because he is that one who can make sense of all of the stuff around you. Negative, positive, whatever. He can make sense of it, okay? So I am encouraging you today that if you have not developed a relationship with God, please do so. I'm telling you, your life will be much, much, much better. Now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message. Livewire. Shocking and popping it. Live wires shocking and popping it. How many times have we been ready to go knock somebody's block off? Shout out to Opie from Mayberry. Oh Lord, I can't even think. The Andy Griffith Show. That bully was messing with him. He said, "You gonna knock my block off?" Well, how many times have you wanted to go knock somebody's block off? Just pop them dead in the face, knock them down, whatever. How many times have you wanted to do that? I know for me, it's been plenty of times, but you want to know what? I said in that moment, after I calmed down, that wasn't no immediate, okay? It took me some time to calm down. Each and every time I was ready to go be a live wire, shocking and popping it, knocking people's block off, I decided that it wasn't worth me being a live wire. Now, think about it. How many times have you known a live wire to not be dangerous at all? Even when it's just sitting there on the street or wherever it is, and it has come away from its part or whatever it's supposed to be connected to when it's landing on that street, and they tell you not to go and approach the live wires because it is dangerous and it will set some stuff off. Listen to me, my good people. This is what I want to talk to you about. If you are planning on being a live wire, going out there and fighting and all of this stuff here, it only causes damage. Now, I have said this plenty of times here in this podcast, but it bears repeating, okay? I want to encourage you, my good queen, my good king, if you are planning on going out and knocking people down or whatever, I want you to think about it. Okay, somebody needs to hear this. It's somebody that's listening right now, or you know someone who is ready to, who has just come to their wits end and they're ready to go do some damage. Well, I want to be a reminder and encourager today. Sit still, hold tight, and know that everything will be okay. I should have said everything will be all right. Y'all know sometimes we're trying to rhyme and stuff. But sit still. Hang tight and everything will be all right. There it go. Be still, because whether you're being a live wire or not, the act that got you pissed off in the first place is still going down. For instance, if your dude or your chick is cheating on you, or they have left or whatever, y'all know that that's what I keep focus on, because that's what this podcast is about. It's about the deadbeats. It's about relationships. So if that person have up and left you, or are doing whatever it is that they want to do, they want to be out there cheating or whatever, they're still going to do that even after you have become a live wire, shocking and popping it. Okay? The only thing that will add to you is jail time or a world of an embarrassment when you have sat down and you have thought about it, especially for those of my good people who have children, people who are looking up to you. My queen, my king, my good man, my good sir, you do not need that in your life, especially when you're trying to go in a positive direction. If you have children, if you are listening to this podcast, then chances are you are a positive person. You may not feel like it all the time, because hey, who does? We're human, okay? But you overall, if you're listening to a motivational, encouraging, inspiration or inspiring podcast, talking about the Lord and all that stuff, chances are you're on the up and up. Why bring yourself down by going out and knocking somebody's block off? I just want to encourage you to be still. I want to encourage you, just like the devil's imps. Oh, that's a big one. Do you know that the devil's imp's job is to knock you off of your tracks? They are designed and aligned to put you off of focus so that you can do stuff like this. That way you will be right down in the gutter with them. No, ma'am, no, sir. That is not what we finna do. You will not be live wire shocking and popping it. Because when you're down there, then they have succeeded. The devil has succeeded. Remember, not only God knows your future, but the devil does too. Okay, he does take peeks. He knows when the goodness of the Lord is coming at you. He knows when you have blessings coming. He knows when you are booming, shaking, and popping in the right way. Do not let the devil win. Do not let his imps win. You are better than that. Sit still. Put all the focus and energy on you. And I'm telling you, y'all know that I talk about nothing unless I have personal experience. I have had this experience where I had to force myself to sit down. Now, granted, it was in a dark room because I was really becoming unhinged. I had to sit in a dark room and remind myself that I have children. I have a career. I have things going. Now, if I go out there and do something, if I go out there and try to fix the situation myself, I will only put myself backwards. I had to do it. I had to sit still, and it was longer than just a few minutes. Much longer. Sometimes it's longer than a week. Sometimes it's longer than a month. It doesn't matter. Be still. Still, be still. I know y'all saying that's a long time, but be still. Sometimes, it's longer than a year. Sometimes, it's longer than years. Sometimes it is. It can take a while, a very long time, to move past that stuff that has hurt you. Now, let me give y'all a little bit of tea here, a little bit of thing that I learned. When you have added God, whoo, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. When you have added God into your life, those hours, weeks, months, years don't seem too bad, because he will work it in a different angle that it will benefit you. I am telling you, I am living proof. Allow God to switch that angle around for you. If you go out being a live wire, shocking and popping it, then how are you allowing God to do his thing? He does not need our help. He doesn't need our help to take care of things. So, my good lady, my good sir, I want you to get in the mindset of thinking first. Sit still, distract yourself even if you must, but sit still. Don't let them people get on your nerves so bad that you push yourself backwards instead of going forward. And now you done pushed yourself backwards. Be still. Know that this too shall pass. And here's another thing, because it's on my mind to say it. When people are talking about you, just know that they're going to go into the next subject. They're going to go into the next gossip and the next juice, the next juiciness that's out there. It won't last on you always. Okay? Now, sometimes, I'm just going to be honest here. Sometimes people they may bring it up from time to time, but again, as I said before, what people think of you or feel about you is none of your business. Your business is about getting to your fire that is inside of you. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I am happy and I am grateful. The Women of Shaw's Place will release May of this year. I'm so excited. It's booming, shaking, and popping. I know I'm biased, but hey, to me, it's booming, shaking, and popping. And I hope that you will find it booming, shaking, and popping too, okay? It will go on pre-order April 14th, okay? So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for it. Again, I will be here soon to do a formal introduction of the ladies of the Women in Shaw's Place. Okay, so just hang tight. Hang tight. But in the meantime, if you have not read any of my stories, you can find all of them on Amazon. Please do not forget to leave your reviews on Amazon and Goodreads, okay? Because, hey, your girl is a Goodreads author. So please, please, please leave your reviews there. Both of them, if you're feeling froggy. Okay, I will surely greatly appreciate it. Also, please do not forget to leave your reviews here on this podcast, wherever you're listening from. Please leave your girl a line, a rating, something to let me know how I am doing. Okay, if you would like to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, you can find me on Instagram at Y Yolanda Randolph and on Facebook at Yolanda Randolph Publications, as well as Gmail. You can hit me up and you can leave me a line on the email, okay? Which is Yolanda Randolph Publications at gmail.com. I do read emails. And hey, if it's taking me some time, if you have sent me an email, please know that I have not forgotten. Just things just booming, shaking, and popping off of the new story. So I am slowly getting caught up, okay? So bear with your girl, all right? So that's it for this week. Live wires cause damage. Don't be out there shocking and popping it. You got some living to do. You got some blessings to receive. And hey, you got some love to receive and to give. Okay, and remember that Yolanda Randolph loves her some you, and prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to follow me on my hashtag Her Intuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.